You're listening to Inside My Victory with Kelly Stickle, a podcast on leadership, creativity, and building great churches. You can find Kelly online at kellystickle.com.
Hi, Victory Nation. Welcome to Inside My Victory, a podcast about the church, creativity, and leadership. I'm Pastor Gene.
And I'm Pastor Kelly. And you can follow the podcast today with the notes we provided for you at my website, kellystickle.com.
And if you have questions you'd like us to answer or a subject matter you would like us to discuss, please email us at leadership@myvictory.ca.
Yeah, please take advantage of this. If you're a pastor or leader and you have a question that would be specific to your situation, please email us that question again at leadership@myvictory.ca.
We would love to take it on.
We would love to take it on.
We would. How are you, Pastor Kelly?
I'm doing great. Yeah, we just had the Not For Sale Gala.
I know.
Last week. It was
huge.
So good. Yeah,
that was fun.
Amazing. Not For Sale, of course, is the organization my wife started 10 years ago that rescues children from the sex trade and from slavery. And it is an amazing organization.
That was an impacting night.
And a great cause. Yeah.
Yes.
And so those of you who want to check that out, notforsale.ca is the website, and you can go check that out.
Good. Hey, last month at our all staff, you talked about honor.
Yes.
Which seems like maybe kind of a shallow thing to dig into, but it was quite awesome. Really good job. And so I thought, let's discuss that today.
Yeah.
I think that it is the leader's responsibility to kind of create that kind of a culture of honor.
Yeah,
right?
It really is, yeah.
So I have a couple questions for you, as you would expect. Number one, how do you make honoring others a first impulse?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I don't know that it really is an impulse or it can be a first impulse. I think it starts with the decision to honor. We can't rely just on honoring others when we feel like it.
Right.
And I think it's true that probably most people simply exchange honor. So what I mean by that is that they give honor back when it's, you know, when they've received it, or they give it back when they expect to receive it back. And so they honor those who honor them.
So they're kind of fishing for honor.
Or they're fishing for it back. But Jesus, you know, asked some very strong questions in Matthew 5. He says, if you love those who love you, what reward is that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Don't even pagans do that? I mean, those are some hard questions.
Those are. That, I remember the first time I read that scripture, I thought, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah. He was
so
asking
good.
Just light questions to start his ministry off. But yeah. But most people seek to receive honor before giving honor. And I think the concept of honoring first is seeing the honor you put out into the world as seeds that you're sowing that will create a harvest later in your life. But at the same time, you can't have the expectation of that harvest. And don't wait to be honored. You have to go and honor first, and really honor with no strings attached.
And your expectations cannot be that the honor is going to be returned to you from the person that you honored.
Right. Honor is going to, it's going to be a seed. It will return a harvest to you.
But not from that person.
But not necessarily from the person that you gave honor to. And I think, you know, the other thing that's interesting about honor is that when leaders talk about honor, and I hesitated, you know, talking about it, because I think the perception out there is that whenever a leader talks about honor, they're telling their staff or their church or the people around them to honor up, right? To honor them. Mm. Only, but
that was a good strong point.
But that's not at all
no.
what this is about. This is about honor up, honor down, honor all around, and just creating a culture of honor, which I believe really starts with the leader,
and not just within the confinement or whatever of your employment or your church ministry or whatever, but even beyond that.
Right.
It has to be a habit.
It has to be a habit. It has to be a culture that is intentional and created, and it needs to be no strings attached honor, which no strings attached honor is there's no hidden agenda, there's no hidden motive. I'm not going to honor, you know, my boss so that he will give me, you know, a raise. I'm not going to honor.
That doesn't work?
That doesn't work?
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know. Yeah. But the expectation isn't, you know, to not just give, you know, expecting to receive, and it really— I think it really comes down to managing your own expectations when it comes to honoring and in the honoring process. And I think it's better to live a life of honor, knowing that it's going to come back to you one way or another, rather than trying to dictate to where exactly that's going to come from.
It's really a habit you have to do as unto the Lord.
It really
is. Or you're going to give up on it because you're not seeing the return.
It is. That is so true. And I mean, God is all about honor. That's He created that culture of honor. He honors and gives respect, you know, without expecting it back. Mm-hmm. And so He really models that way. Jesus did that. He honored and loved everyone without the expectation of getting it back. So it really is something that God modeled and God expects us to do. And it's important, I think, really important for us as churches to establish and design that culture within our organizations.
That's really, really good. My second question is, and you covered this that day, and I thought that was so strategic and powerful. How is it possible to honor in agreement and in disagreement?
Yes. That is a great, great question. It's so much easier to honor someone when you agree with them, isn't it? I mean, it really is.
It becomes natural, right?
It does. It gets a lot tougher as personalities that we clash with or opinions that we clash with. You know, it's a lot more difficult to honor there. But I think that once, as a leader, we make the decision to honor, we have to honor that decision, whether it lines up with our individual preferences or opinions or not. And there are times to offer input, and we can speak into that. And speaking the truth is not dishonoring, and disagreeing is not dishonoring, but somehow we got to find a way to show respect in disagreement, show honor in disagreement, and being able to honor regardless of agreement or not.
And this whole subject matter, the thing that I wanted to kind of conclude this one with is that how important is it to really establish that culture of honor? I mean, leaders have to establish that from the top down and all around, but I'm just saying it has to come from that leader. How important do you find that to be in the local church?
Yeah, it is very, very important. I'm convinced that God is all about honor. And what I've learned about honor is that honor has a way of elevating everything. The world functions a lot better in a culture of honor. You know, businesses are better where there's honor. Families are better where there's honor. Marriages are better where there's honor. People serve better in cultures of honor. Neighborhoods are better where there's honor for one another. You know, preachers preach better when there's honor. Churches as a whole are better when there's honor. So we can't expect our churches to be better or go to that next level unless we take, you know, the first step to create and to lead as leaders, as pastors, lead a culture of honor. That means that we first have to be the ones to honor up, honor down, honor
and you know,
around.
In our environment here at My Victory, we honor visitors.
Yes.
I mean, if we're not honoring within the confines of our staff and our volunteers and et cetera, then we're probably not going to come across that way to those visitors that walk in that door.
Yeah, and that's a really good point because it makes a huge difference to people. We hear it, you know, on their cards and their comments regularly. Mm-hmm. But we honor regardless of how they look, how they come in, how they talk.
Yes.
We honor regardless of first impressions.
Yes.
And they
yes.
come in feeling nervous and they immediately, it's amazing to see lives being changed when honor is first given and when they open up. So I think as a church, it is, we have to make that conscious choice to honor. I think as leaders, we lead that way. And I hope that every church is going to choose that culture of honor because really the church.
I think I see their expectations rise when they come into our foyer.
Yes.
And we really greet them and honor them.
Yes.
I think those visitors, all of a sudden, their expectations, it's kind of like, this is going to be all right.
This is going to be all right. And they are now open to receiving the message.
Yes.
Right? They would be, if there was a culture of dishonor, if they weren't treated with respect, if they weren't treated better than they expect to be treated, you know, immediately they're closed off to receiving anything else and receiving the message.
And it comes back to the church is the hope of the world.
It really is. And we are on a mission
to reach every available person
at every available time.
Yes, we are. By every available means.
With the gospel of Jesus Christ.
By creating churches, unchurched people love to attend.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Inside My Victory with Kelly Stickle. Kelly would like to answer your specific questions about church, leadership, and creativity in an upcoming podcast. You can send your questions to leadership@myvictory.ca. If you've been enjoying this podcast, a simple thing you can do is rate it, review it, and share it. It's a great way for you to help us equip more and more people who will build great soul-winning churches. Thank you again for joining us on the Inside My Victory podcast.